So, Nostradamus, do you believe in him?
I mean, did I believe in him? I know he existed.
Do you believe the things that he said?
I mean, I don't know that I know all of them. I think he predicted the end of the world. It was supposed to happen several times, and so far it hasn't. But, you know, like a broken clock is right twice a day, so there must be a couple things he was right about.
Well, he's got predictions now coming up for 2021.
No, he doesn't. He's been dead for thousands of years.
But he said in the year 2021, This is going to happen. And I don't even believe that, because when you read his inscription, it's like on the 20, it doesn't make any sense. But people think that when they read this certain passage from this guy, that it's going to be a zombie apocalypse in 2021.
Again?
No, this is from Nostradamus. Isn't just some wacky...
there's a dog leaning on my laptop.
So
look at this girl. Would you look at this girl?
You think 2020 was 2020?
I'm sorry. She's camera shy all of a sudden.
You thought 2020 was bad, but according to this guy, 2021 is going to be worse.
But wait a second. I don't understand. So wasn't the zombie apocalypse... the whole COVID thing, wasn't that the whole idea that people are walking around?
No, because
they didn't COVID?
Die and come back.
Okay.
So, according to him, 2021 will be packed with events that will forever shape the future of humanity.
Like what?
Like zombie apocalypse.
Okay, I don't. It's not happening.
Okay, he said a few young people, half dead. To give a start, dead through spite, he will cause others to shine.
Dead through spite.
I don't know what that means. Father and mothers dead of infinite sorrows, women in mourning, she monsters, the great one will be no more, all the world will end. He says this in 2021.
Yeah, he's predicted the end of the world several times.
Yeah, but he didn't say 2021. Now he
said, he did. Well, no, first he said 1999, then he said 2012, and he's predicted the end of the world many, many times. It's definitely this year. I've heard that so many times already.
Okay, you know how I know that you're really screwed now? CDC has released items to put in your zombie kit. The CDC.
Okay.
So does that not freak you out a little bit that the CDC came out and said, we think there might be something going on here. Maybe you should, you know, grab some things.
It doesn't freak me out that a zombie apocalypse is going to happen. It freaks me out that the CDC thinks that it's a good idea to participate in this nonsense.
Yes. Well, it struck a nerve on me yesterday when I saw the news. On the 6:30 news, they said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming. It's a one-shot deal. You don't have to get two shots. Mm-hmm. And it said it wards off COVID-19 and, quote, this is on their website too, quote, 100% effective at preventing death.
What?
100% effective at preventing death.
Meaning death from COVID.
They didn't say that. It's a period after death. 100% effective at preventing death.
Oh, I want that shot.
So that came out yesterday.
And you'll never die if you
and
get
now the CDC is coming out and saying you need to buy this crap and put it in your house.
Okay, so what do I need if there's a zombie apocalypse, according to the CDC?
Okay, you need water. You need 1 gallon per person per day. So we don't know how long this... Just start collecting water now.
Okay.
Food. You need to stock up on non-perishable items that you can eat all the time. You got this so far? Okay. Medicate. This is from the CDC. This is not from me. This is from them.
Uh-huh.
Medications. This includes prescription and non-prescription meds.
I'm sorry. How long is a zombie apocalypse supposed to last?
Forever and ever. Amen. So I think you just
something's wrong here.
Just bury it in your backyard. And tools and supplies. You're going to need a knife, duct tape, and a battery-powered radio.
Okay, just so you know, I just looked this up on the CDC.gov. Uh-huh. It's on there. I thought you were making this up.
No, I'm not making this up.
It's actually on there.
Okay, well, the thing that I'm really afraid for, it says, you know, a battery-powered radio. I hate to tell them, all radio stations now are automated. So there's really not anybody there. Nobody's going to tell you anything on the radio. iHeart fired all those people. So you're just going to be listening to John Tesh and maybe a Savage Garden song. They're right. Not really a live person there. So if you're going to get a battery-powered radio, make sure it can pick us up. Because we'll still, I guarantee we're still going to be doing this show when there's a zombie apocalypse. This,
well, of course we are.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're number 9 in Africa today.
Wow. So, good for us.
Yeah. So they need us.
We need them.
Now they need us when there's a zombie apocalypse. We'll tell you what to do. Okay.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll tell you what to do, which would be, we have no information, but we'll have it by then.
Right. Sanitation and hygiene products like bleach, soap, towels, etc.
Right.
Need clothing and bedding, a change of clothes for each family member. So don't forget little Johnny.
Wait, am I going anywhere? I mean, I got clothes at my house. Can I just stay at my house?
They're saying just keep it in the house. Make sure you have all this crap.
Why would I get rid of my clothes?
Right now, at Manhattan Mini Storage, you have a lot of clothes.
Right, but I have just as much at my house, too. So
I think
that's a great idea. You know what? Oh, my God. We're going to have our friend Satyam Shah back on the show, and we're going to have a good time with him like we always do, but I think we should probably talk about getting all of your zombie apocalypse needs
and storing them in Manhattan
Mini Storage.
And storing them there, yeah. Don't forget this. Important documents. Copies of your driver's license, passport, birth certificate, to name a few.
So why do I need that if it's a zombie apocalypse?
Well, because you're going to have to get into the, what was the town in Walking Dead they had to go to?
Oh, right. Okay.
So they're going to have to, you know.
Terminus.
You're going to have to get into Terminus.
When I go to Terminus.
in Zombie Land 2, the place was called Babylon. So you're going to have to get into Babylon. You're going to need, you know, a passport maybe.
Okay. Okay.
So they know that you're good.
I remember that. Wait, Woodbury was the other one.
Yeah. So when you have to get into those three places. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to need this stuff. First aid supplies. Although you're a goner if a zombie bites you, you can use these supplies to treat cuts and lacerations that you might get during a tornado or hurricane.
How long is this list? I'm going to need like a giant apartment to have all this stuff.
This is from the CDC. This is not me. I'm not making this.
This list almost over? This is a very long list, Anthony.
This is the list that's over. But what I'm telling you is for years and years and years, I've told you that, you know, we didn't land on the moon and the Titanic didn't sink and all this. I know and I've said the world is flat. I know I'm that guy that screams all that crap. But this, I'm telling you, is true because A, Nostradamus said it, B, it's for real, and C, it's the CDC. I'm not telling you, they are.
How come there's nothing on there about any kind of weapon? Like, don't I need a weapon to, like, you know, in case there's a zombie coming at me? Like, shouldn't I have weapons? Shouldn't I get, like, a bat with nails on it the way that What's-His-Face had?
No, because you got to save your family first, and then you can look for...
No, but save them from what? I'm saying, like, if my next door neighbor turns into a zombie, how do I protect myself? With water and a change of clothing? I don't think so.
So you need to sit down with your family and you need to have a conversation, they're saying. You need to pick a meeting place for your family to gather if you get lost. If the town evacuates, you're going to have to say, we're going to have to meet in Gastonia. So let's meet at the park in Gastonia, if that's okay. Identify your emergency contacts. So take it out of your phone, like your mom's phone number, because you don't know your mom's phone number anymore.
I don't.
Your Aunt Flo's phone number, you don't know her phone number. So, and if your phone loses power, then you're
not. I only talk to her once a month.
She's such a bitch. but so take all those numbers and write them down in case your phone loses power. Then you got.
I'm coming to your house. You know what? You got a big house. You're going to be stocked up with all this stuff. I'm just coming to your house.
Your evacuation route. You know how when you drive around Long Island, there's little signs that says snow evacuation route this way. So you need to figure that out.
Okay. Thank you for that.
When the zombies are hungry, they won't stop until they eat your brains. So that means you need to get out of town fast.
Okay.
All right. So this is not me. I'm telling you, it's the CDC.
Okay. All right. I got the picture. I'm all set.